Okay. Welcome back, Double Teamed Fam. How are we doing today? If you've been an OG listener and you've been here from like the very beginning, then you'll recognize who is with us today. One of our favorite astrologers. I love her Twitter posts and I follow them like every single time you post a weekly forecast, like I'm there. But welcome, Kira, astrologer and podcast host. How are you today?
Good. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
I know. It's been a long time.
I know.
Yeah. We were trying to think. It's at least 2021 or early 2022.
Yeah.
Was the last time that we recorded.
I'm pretty sure it was late 2021, like fall time frame.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So a lot has changed.
A lot has changed.
Wait, tell us about this podcast. I know you had one before.
Okay. Yeah. Are we starting a new one now? It's the same like feed. So if you're subscribed to that one, it's the same feed, but I changed the name and sort of the format. I'm kind of like in a space where I'm like still figuring it out, I think. I'm like playing around. Not as consistent as I want to be yet, but it's basically a weekly forecast.
Love that.
So I'm forecasting your whole week, every day. And my forecasts are very like human based, I like to say. So I'm basically trying to say like, these are the best days of the week. Well, yeah, these are the best days of the week to like buy your groceries or to plan, have a date. Like, don't have a first date on this day. Like, you can do Netflix and chill type of thing. Like, I just, things that, like, everyday things that you might want to know, like, don't do that on Friday, do that on Tuesday instead. That's the type of, like, forecasting. And then I'm also doing advice. So I'm answering questions from listeners and...
How fun.
Yeah, doing their charts and stuff. And, yeah, it's been, I'm playing around with it, but it's been fun.
I need to tune into it because I love that kind of stuff. Yeah. I follow like a lot of astrology pages, a lot of astrologers. I feel like anytime I go on TikTok, it's just like astrology.
Yeah,
the ones I trust, though. The ones I trust.
I haven't gone into astrology TikTok yet.
All of them are recommendable, but most, if you find the good ones, yes.
Yeah, I would say by now, sure. I know enough about astrology to know when they're like a good like source and when they're not.
I mean, it's not just like Aries, Libra, Aquarius, and Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Like, money is coming for you. That always kills me when I see those posts.
I know.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this based off of?
Exactly. Tell us what the transits are.
Show your work.
Show your work. Like they used to tell us in grade school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a proponent of it.
But, okay, so I know you reached out because you wanted to do an episode on the Venus retrograde, which is, like, perfectly in line because Nikki and I have been like, oh, my God, we need to do an episode on this. So, like, the stars aligned.
Yes. Stars and were like, let's make this happen. Because I have been, I would say, following Venus.
Oh, what?
You moved it that way.
Oh, I moved it. Am I better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Sorry. I feel like, well, when was the last Venus retrograde?
It was the end of 2020.
Into 2021 and 2021 into 2022 yes. And that was in Capricorn, yes. Right, that was brutal.
That was
for
tough.
Me
conjunct yeah. Pluto, yeah,
that was brutal for me. So ever since that I'm like, I gotta pay more attention to Venus, and it's been all the Venusian transits this year that have been like the most, you know, I would say what's the word, like the ones that stick out the most to me. So with this upcoming Venus retrograde, I've been like looking at like every single day of it almost, like what do I think is going to happen, or what is the energy going to do, da da da. So yeah, I'm trying to think. For our listeners, Venus in your chart represents love, money.
Yes, I don't look at beauty. It so much as money, but a lot of people do.
What does Venus mean to you? Yeah.
So it's funny because for you guys especially, when you're saying like Venus is so impactful, you guys are turning 30 this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, Venus for Aries and Scorpio risings, it literally rules the seventh house of relationship and partnership. So Venus is like doubly related to relationships when it comes to the Aries and Scorpio risings.
Good to know.
But in general, yes, Venus is the planet of relationships, partnerships, any sort of like bringing together of people. It's about like what we like, what we're attracted to. Beauty.
Aesthetic,
exactly. Design, art, music, mm-hmm. everything in life that's like pleasurable. It rules pleasure, you know? It's the things that, the nice things in life, the sweet parts of life, that's all ruled by Venus.
Love that.
Yeah. So sex, love, romance, beauty, also just like socializing, like social. Mm-hmm. Venus retrograde very much affects social trends as well, social movements, groups, nice. Like what brings groups of people together, basically.
I love that. And you can see Venus in the sky at night.
Yes, she's right now. Close. Take advantage of it because like it's not going to be like that for much longer.
Really?
Because as we get closer and closer to Leo season, when the sun gets closer and closer to Venus, it'll kind of disappear behind the sun. We won't be able to see it anymore.
That makes me sad.
Until it rises again as a morning star in the fall, and we'll see it in the morning before the sunrise.
Good to know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's when it's referred to as like a Lucifer star. That's what the term Lucifer comes from. It's like the light bringer, and it's actually referring to Venus rising before the sun and literally like bringing the sun up with it.
That's
as
beautiful.
It rises.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I never knew that. Okay.
It was really cool. Not long ago, because right now Venus and Mars are conjunct in Leo.
Yeah, they're very close.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed the other day when the moon was in Leo. And so it was the three of them kind of grouped together in a little cluster in the sky. I was beautiful. Like walking somewhere and I stopped and looked and I was like, oh! And I was like, you can see it. It was so cute.
It's beautiful. It actually happened 8 years ago, the last Venus retrograde in Leo. We had Venus, Mars, and Jupiter all together.
Oh, nice.
Or maybe Mars wasn't there. I think it was Venus and Jupiter and Mercury. That's what it was.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was in the morning. You could see it, and it was really beautiful. So, yeah, it's, like, giving me flashbacks.
Love that. Okay. What would you say is, like, your advice for Venus retrograde?
So you mentioned Mars is in Leo right now, and it's been in Leo for a couple, like, maybe 6 weeks now, almost.
Yeah,
in a while.
Sounds about right.
And it's going to leave soon. But Mars has been kind of like stirring up some stuff in Leo, making it extra hot in there. And now Venus is there, and they have this very like this thing. They do this thing, Mars and Venus, where when they're dancing around each other, and it kind of like builds up a lot of tension. Lots of steaminess. It's kind of like stirring up a lot of scandal. There's so much fun celebrity scandal happening right now. Just like little things. Even just thinking about the fight between like Zuckerberg and Elon right now with like threats.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that.
But especially like sex scandals, relationship scandals, like this Keke Palmer thing's happening right now. I don't know if you guys saw that on Twitter.
Wait, no, what was that one?
Basically, her boyfriend / baby daddy, people are referring to him as her employee because he works for her.
Oh, wow.
But still, though, okay, so he basically like retweeted a picture of her or a video of her at a Usher concert recently and was like, the outfit though, like you're a mom, and basically was like shaming her for what she was wearing.
Oh,
on
no.
Twitter.
Like,
what? Yeah, like publicly. And then so people are obviously like getting on him about it. He's like, it's crazy how a man can't like want their woman to cover up, blah, 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 blah. And so people are like going in on him about it. And of course, they're like bringing up all these old tweets that he's like all these likes and basically showing that he's like an asshole in very many ways, a misogynist, all the things.
And so, Leo is a fame sign.
Yes, exactly. So celebrity stuff galore, celebrity scandal.
There was also the Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Is that still a thing?
No, but that was like at the very beginning of Mars and Leo.
Okay, yeah.
And also the Vanderpump thing.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been keeping track of that. I mean, how about so Venus and Mars together are almost always we get sex scandals, right? And also like perverted things too. And you guys know the whole Colleen Ballinger thing?
Explain.
You haven't heard about this? It's like all over TikTok and Twitter. It's this like YouTube star. I didn't know about her, but I think maybe you guys are like a little bit younger than me. I think probably like a grade or two below you. Mm-hmm. They like when they became really YouTube obsessed like kids did.
Yeah.
Some like edgelord type I don't know. It's just like YouTube actress type personality, singing personality, Colleen Ballinger. And she does this character Miranda Sings. And it's basically like making fun of someone with like autism. And like she has all this fucked up makeup. And basically it's coming out that it came out that she was grooming kids, like some of her fans. And from there, like all this other shit came out.
Oh, wow.
And so, and she's on tour right now, which is crazy. She's like doing this character on tour and like all this
shit.
Past stuff about like racist stuff. Recently, I think just yesterday, there was a video of her in blackface doing the single ladies, like Beyonce single ladies dance. It's like this never ending pile. Scandal. Yes. Yeah. And so, Venus Mars together, we usually get some scandal.
Interesting.
Especially because it's like this elongated transit of Venus and Leo, especially because they're in Leo, which is the sun having so much to do with visibility and popularity and fame. So yeah, like so much of that's happening in the lead up. I know I'm going to get to the whole advice part.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I want to hear it. I want to hear all of it.
So much drama to talk about. But yeah, so we have a lot of, and then there's a scandal happening in our personal lives. You know, I'm sure people out there, especially like the Aquarius risings that have Leo in their seventh house and the Aries risings that have Leo in their fifth house of pleasure and sex and fun. the Leo rising, like so many people, there's stuff brewing. There has been stuff brewing, and especially like a tension between you and another, not really like it's a will they, won't they type of thing.
LMAO, I've been going through that. Yeah, I've had that with a few dudes actually. Yes. Like, am I actually going to see you?
Yeah, like, I literally was like texting someone I was going to meet up with after this, and then I'm like, it's not going to work out. And I'm like, well, I'm going away for a week, and it's like, okay, will we keep this going? Like, is it literally will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Not to mention my barber, that's a whole nother thing. who I saw earlier.
Okay.
And it's funny because it's like Leo, which is also a sign having to do with your hair. Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah, big
he's
hair,
my
yeah.
barber, and we're having this whole will they, won't they? It's the whole thing. So, yeah.
I have a question because I have a lot of Gemini friends who I've been looking at their solar returns.
Okay.
And a lot of them have the Venus and Mars conjunct in their solar return because of this transit. And before we get into all the Venus retrograde stuff, I'm curious for that, for those solar return charts, you know, what does it mean? I always looked at it as like, okay, a very active sex life for the next year, maybe a lot of tension in their sex life.
Well, here's the thing. Venus and Mars aren't going to actually conjunct. They will not conjoin in Leo. That's the issue. They are not actually meeting up again and forming an exact aspect until February of next year.
Oh, wow. In what sign?
In Aquarius.
Ugh. That sounds...
It's not as hot and sexy.
It's
for
not
sure.
hot and sexy. No, that sounds weird.
But yeah, so they haven't met. They haven't had an exact aspect since March of this year. They had like a sextile. This is a rare year where we only get three exact aspects from Venus and Mars, and it all happened in like January, February, March.
Oh, wow.
And so right now it's just like this tension that's building that's like going to dissipate because Mars is going to keep going. And Venus is going to stop and go backwards. So
they're having their own will they, won't they
thing. Exactly. Yeah. And then you have to figure out, are you Venus? Are you Mars? You guys are both ruled by Mars.
Oh, yeah. We're Scorpio.
Very strong Mars. Being Aries risings with, Mars and Scorpio.
In the eighth house.
So you guys are probably the ones that are just going to be like, yeah, you go figure out your shit. I'm moving on to the next.
We're going
to
keep going. Yep. And I don't, for all my Venus or Mars and Aquarius people, there's nothing wrong with that.
They're like, yeah, we're freaks. We don't care.
And I champion that. For me, that's in my 11th house. Yeah. It just doesn't bring me a lot of excitement, but it also just like Venus in Aquarius is always very like, we need to be friends first. And you got to prove to me that I'm actually going to like you.
Yeah.
So it's just the two coming together is going to be really interesting.
It's going to be sexy when they're in Capricorn together, like moving. Oh. They'll be really close. They'll be building up. It's like going to be this tension.
Oh, wow.
Building.
Okay. Good to know.
And also 11th house is pretty nice. That's like, that could be like a friend of a friend introducing you, meeting someone at a party, that type of thing.
Okay.
Or like a
maybe
colleague.
I need to have a better outlook for it.
Yeah.
Wait, but when anyway, is this? But I just don't want any tension.
February.
So a couple more months.
A couple six more. Six more. Yeah. It's, yeah, I guess 6 more months, huh?
So Mars is going to keep going into Virgo, and then Venus is going to start.
Venus is going to stop, go retrograde on July 22nd.
Okay, I keep getting the dates wrong, because when I looked at it, and it was July 12th, and then I looked at it again, and it was July 17th. And so
no, it's July. You might be looking at July 12th might have been, no.
No, July 12th, just kidding. July 12th was the nodes. I thought it was July 17th.
17th is the nodes.
Okay, I thought I saw someone say July 17th was the day that Venus went retrograde. Okay, 22nd.
There's gotcha. The beginning of the week on the 17th, there's this Cancer new moon. The nodes are going to shift signs. Mm-hmm. Something else happens, I forget. July 20th, I'm telling everybody, just like, it's not a cute day.
Stay home. July 20th?
It's the whole week is kind of shitty, but it's a Thursday. It's when Mars is going to oppose Saturn. So especially for you guys, the Martians, like, just take it easy. Don't, like,
let me see where,
go too hard at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing that
That's
down.
That's conjunct our needle Chiron. Stay okay, yeah, home.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
You're like, ooh.
Just don't, like, yeah, don't be, like, driving erratically, you know, that type of shit.
Okay, it's so don't text and drive on July 20th.
Yeah, just, like, chill. It's just a very intense, like, challenging, frustrating type of energy. But then on the 22nd, which is a Saturday, I believe Venus will go retrograde.
Okay.
At the end of Leo, like 28 degrees. And yeah, basically just like pause. And so I think my main advice is to, if you're like an astrology girly, you know your houses and shit, look at the two houses that Venus rules in your chart, Taurus and Libra. Those are the areas of life that are going to be kind of like slowing down, pausing. Up for review, up for change.
The second and seventh for us?
Yeah, shit. Money and relationships for the Aries rising.
I don't need to slow down in that. Boop. It's interesting. So the day that it stations retrograde, Mars is conjunct our
Chiron.
Wait,
Nicole. You keep moving away from the microphone.
Okay, the day that it stations retrograde, it looks kind of fun if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Mars is conjunct our Chiron. And then Saturn is opposing our Chiron. The south node is conjunct our Jupiter. And then it's also a Libra moon, which we're Libra moons.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, and then Chiron is conjunct our rising. Fun.
Oh, yeah. You guys are having that Chiron transit to your ascendant. Yeah, that's just happening all year. And while it's doing that, it's like opposing your moon and your sun.
It's been a lot.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that, yeah, that eclipse is on your birthday this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 30th birthday, which is a seventh house perfection year. New moon in Libra conjunct our natal sun to the degree.
Yeah, it's an eclipse, not just a new moon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, new moon eclipse.
Solar eclipse.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I don't know what's gonna happen that day, but
it's a biggie. I mean, I had a lunar eclipse on my 30th too, and it was a crazy fucking year.
Really?
It was a wild year. Yeah,
but like good wild.
I'm gonna look at you guys' solar return chart and we'll talk about it, but to talk about, excuse me, this Venus retrograde,
don't get lip filler, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything too crazy appearance-wise, especially if you're ruled by Venus, if you're a Taurus or Libra rising. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything too crazy appearance-wise. It's great to try stuff out. It's great for experimenting. It's great for a rebrand. Just know that, like, this is a 40 days, 40 nights thing. Like, don't rush it because it needs to take time. And when it comes to relationships, too, it could be like something as literal as your partner. I see this happen a lot. Partner is going away for a month and a half. And
oh,
it's
wow.
Like literally like Venus is retrograde. Like they're just not there. So there's all the feelings that come up around like, oh, I'm lonely. But then there's also, yeah, Venus retrograde is a time to like really review relationships and your agreements, renegotiate things. See if, like, this is what you really like. Like, is this what I really want? Is this actually, like, bringing me pleasure? It's just a time where we're often really reflecting on our relationships and
what happens to our sex lives.
It depends. I mean, I no
sex drive because I've been horny as fuck lately all the time.
Well, because it's been in our fifth house with Mars. So
yeah, I get it.
And the and Black Moon Lilith is in Leo too.
And it's also like trining your ascendant. There's a lot of that. So yeah, I don't think it's necessarily going to slow down. I think it's just like. Yeah, it depends on who you're fucking, honestly.
It depends. So if you're fucking a Leo, they might have a little bit of a slowdown.
They could, or like, you know, someone who's ruled by Venus, you know, if you're getting very Venusian guys, like Libra.
So Tauruses and Libras. Mm-hmm. What about the fire signs, like Sagittarius and Aries?
Yeah, well, I think that there's just going to be a lot. That's the thing. I don't think there's necessarily going to be a slowdown, especially if you're like dating and out, and like people are going to be out here trying to hook up. Like I really think
everyone's
gonna be everyone's gonna be trying to like meet people, and it's just like approach with caution, because and approach slowly, try not to rush into things, because just know things are going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, like things are going to change.
As soon as that Venus station's direct, it's like, oh!
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't mean it's like bad. It doesn't mean it's not going to last, because there's often a lot of relationships that start under Venus retrogrades. But know that the Venus retrograde is part of your relationship cycle. So if you're getting married during this retrograde, if you're meeting someone during this retrograde, every 8 years when Venus is retrograde in Leo, it's going to be a significant moment in the relationship.
We have
for
two
better or worse.
I have two friends. We have two married. Friends getting married.
Yeah.
So, one July 2nd, and the other one
July 22nd.
Sorry. Yeah, July 22nd. The other one August 5th.
On the day of the retrograde.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
They're both Libras.
No way.
Yeah, they're both Libras.
Oh my god. Well, yeah. This is. I would ask them like what was happening in 2015, the summer of 2015, for them and for everyone. You know. Because that was the last time Venus was retrograde in Leo.
Okay.
And then the summer of 2007 before that as well.
I had just gotten married the summer after 2015. I was depressed.
Yeah.
So, two completely different energies. But yeah, I got married right before the summer of 2015.
Okay.
And Cammy was depressed. I do remember that. And then actually the summer
deep into depression.
The summer of 2015, I started my job at Textron, where I had like a very successful career, brought me a lot of money.
Cool.
And I had just gotten married. So right before that Venus retrograde, I had a lot of really big things happen.
Yeah. So this could be a major like a it's basically of, like a cycle coming back around.
I was gonna say a lot of big things that ended recently.
Yeah.
Right before.
Making room. Making
interesting.
Room.
Okay. Yeah, making room. That's
bring
it to put it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, so that's kind of my main advice. And yeah, again, aesthetics, like design, all that stuff, like know that it's going to take the duration of the retrograde before things are coming to completion, or you're going to feel good about, you know, the final version, I guess. I'm thinking, because I'm working on a dating app right now, actually.
Love that.
And we're like in the middle of design, the UX, UI, and I'm like, keep telling the founder, like, you know, it's gonna take a little time, but stars aligned, keep an eye out for it. It's gonna be a great dating app, using astrology to match.
Thank god. Oh, we
I'm tired
astrology.
Of telling men on Bumble, what sign are you?
Okay, we're not compatible. Yeah. I'm sorry.
we'll do the work for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
How long is a retrograde?
That's the Venus retrograde is like a month and a half, 40 days, 40 nights. But Mercury is typically about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is about 2 months.
Oh my god, the Mars retrograde in Gemini.
Oh, that was
fucking brutal, man.
So I never want to go through that again.
When will it retrograde in Gemini again? Because I
forget,
but
it does happen again.
No, I know it's going to happen again, but like I'm just because it was the Venus retrograde in Capricorn, and I was mm-hmm. like, that fucking sucked. And then Mars in Gemini, it was like maybe 8-9 months later, and I'm like, never mind, that actually sucked.
That sucked, yeah. So, I mean, Mars, it's hard because when you're ruled by Mars, especially.
That's why it is so hard.
Yeah, because you're forced to slow down. Yeah, it sucks.
It was a lot of energy. It was, But I will say this.
Eye-opening, to say the least.
Retrogrades. Mercury. Mercury is also retrograding soon, though, right?
In a month after Venus starts. So, like, August 23rd, I think it starts.
So, they're both retrograde together for a little bit? Like, yeah, a week and a half?
There'll be, like, a crossover. So, Venus goes July 22nd till September 3rd. Mm-hmm. And then Mercury is August 23rd till September 15th. So it's like halfway through September, we'll be like in the clear.
Dope.
Thank God. Yeah.
At least for me, retrogrades have always been a time where if there was a decision that I was on the fence about, and this is how I always, you know, because I feel like for anyone that's like into astrology, you know, retrogrades, you're always like, oh my God, well, what's going to happen? And it's always been for me, if there was a decision that I was on the fence about, I came to the conclusion during the retrograde.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always kind of been the pattern for me. For example, like when Venus went retrograde, when was that? Yeah, when Venus went retrograde last week in Capricorn, that was like when my ex-husband and I had made like our decision or whatever. When Mars went retrograde was when I decided about my leaving my job and like when I was going to leave and all of that. And so it always tends to be like a time when I'm like, okay, I go back and I rethink it, and then like usually towards the end, I'm like, I know which way I'm going to go. And then I set my, you know, objectives or whatever and move forward. So that's kind of how it's been for me.
That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, excuse me. There's the Venus or all the retrogrades have sort of these like moments of clarity, especially the Mercury and Venus. And that's when the planet comes into alignment with the sun. Mm-hmm. And there's sort of these like turning point moments within the retrograde. So with Venus, it's like the moment it goes retrograde, it's like very far away from the sun.
Mm-hmm. But then it gets.
And then, so I think it's probably as far away. It's around the point of max elongation, which means it's like as far away as it can be from the sun before it starts to like come closer and mm-hmm. they moving back towards each other. So then when they come into that exact alignment, which is called Kazemi, mm-hmm. That happens on Sunday, August 13th this year. And it's always a really special day, you know, this like when the sun and Venus come together, because it's like Venus at the closest point to the Earth, because it's like between the sun and Earth. It's always really special. So mark your calendars for that day. It's a good day for a
August.
Date.
I'm doing that right now. August. Wait, what is it?
August 13th. It's a Sunday.
It's a good day for what?
I mean, any sort of Venus stuff. So, like, you know, a
good
date,
Venus day.
Sex, food, gathering, just like being.
Good day for sex magic?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because also, that's the point where Venus's cycle restarts. So, it has like about a year and a half cycle with the sun. And it's. Yeah, it restarts during that
period. Okay, so August 13th, guys. We have Dom Dala on the 12th.
Yep. Make sure you're manifesting during your orgasms on August 13th.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's my biggest advice.
I love it. And then the special one that comes up, the Mars Kazemi, which is just getting ahead. But I'll tell you guys, it's my birthday this year. It's like sometime between the November 17th or 18th, but it's in Scorpio. So it's a pretty special one this year.
Oh, wait, November.
It's like, I don't know if it happens exactly on the 17th or 18th. It might be like late on the 17th or earlier on the 18th.
I'm going to look it up. November.
Ooh, what's a good, what should we do that day? I'm putting it in my calendar.
I see it. Yeah, November 17th. That's conjunct our natal Pluto.
Yeah, I like a sauna. I like a, you know, like hot yoga, something like hot and cleansing, you know?
Love that. Go to Wii Spa. Okay. Have you been to Wii Spa?
I haven't been yet. I'm down to go with you guys.
Oh my God, yes.
I can't go on this day because I'll be in New York launching the app, but I think we're launching on my birthday. So
that's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's really exciting.
I didn't know that. I'm trying to think in our solar return for this year, it was just after the Kazemi of, if I remember correctly, the sun and Venus. But I remember in our solar return, they were like super close.
They were really close.
It was near the Kazemi.
Yeah. I think the Kazemi happened at like 29 degrees. That's right. It happened like 2 weeks after, but they were traveling really close together.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. They were nearing the Kazemi.
Yeah. Okay. And you had this, gosh, what a chart.
Oh, for a 29th solar return?
Yeah.
Our 29th solar return was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Do you know how much we fought those first
that moon? That moon and Mars conjunct in Gemini? Brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, brutal.
I never want to do that again.
This is so wild. Okay. And you guys live separately still?
Together. No, together.
You live together now? Okay, cool. And are you gonna stay where you're at?
We're hoping to move.
Okay, yeah.
I know it said it was a good year for moving.
I think so, yeah. This upcoming year, like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Wait, what else does our 30th solar return say?
Yeah, it's on this it just looks like there's a lot of fourth house energy. There's a lot of like energy down in the lower part because it's a Cancer rising chart.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings your fourth house to the forefront. And then it's also like everything in Libra, this solar eclipse in Libra is in the fourth house of the chart.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also Mars on the IC. So it's just very, very fourth house centric. It's interesting because it's a Venus year.
The 30th is?
Yeah. It's your seventh house year.
Oh, so it's a Venus year. Yeah, that makes sense.
What does that mean? Is one of us getting married?
Potentially, but I mean, are either of you guys engaged?
That's so, why I'm like,
no.
I don't think so.
I'm like, fourth house, are we building families?
It just like, looks like
wrap it up.
It definitely looks like a move. It definitely looks like a big, like it's big year.
Could still be something big in relationships, like towards marriage.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Like meeting someone. Yeah.
It's a huge year. And then,
Jupiter and Uranus is conjunct.
Like, are you guys?
Oh, I know. They're 10 degrees apart.
Are you guys thinking about moving neighborhoods?
Probably. Yeah, we wanted to move more west side.
Yeah. Where are you guys now?
Hollywood, literally five minutes from here.
So you want to go even more west? To me, this is west side.
Oh, really?
Oh, because you're west side? You're east.
I'm literally east of the 110.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. You're east. No, yeah, more west side, like west, like Venice, okay. That area.
Yeah, because it feels like a change in neighborhood.
Love that.
It just feels like a big change.
Ooh, love that. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I have a question.
I'd like a nice big house. Thank you.
So for any of our astrologer listeners, if you've done a composite chart with your boo.
Oh yeah.
For example, what's your take on the Venus retrograde in Leo on the composite? For example, there is someone that I miss dearly, okay. Who I broke up with, but I miss him dearly. And our composite chart has a stellium in Leo.
Okay.
All the personal planets, Sun, Moon, Venus, Mercury, and Mars, all in Leo. So I'm like, what's that going to look like when Venus transiting retrogrades over all of that?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I would imagine that there's going to be something else that comes up for you guys. Are you... Oh, shit. I just realized. Okay. Yeah, this retrograde's so loud because... Not only is it just like stationing retrograde in your fifth house, it's going to station direct at 12 degrees Leo, which happens to be exactly square your Mars.
Oh, our natal Mars.
Your natal Mars, which is to me like shows that this is about like it's very relational and it does feel like in the end there is like a conclusion, like a coming, I don't want to say coming together because it's, but it's Venus like coming back to like directly aspect you, you know, like because you are Mars. So mm-hmm. Venus is the other person and you guys are like, you're going to keep going, go into Virgo, into Libra, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus is like going retrograde, stopping in early September at 12 degrees, being like, hey, I'm back. So
here we are.
I'm
is
really
it karmic?
Interesting. I think it could be. I mean, it depends on how you look at it, but
right, yeah. As the node starts raking across our Libra stellium.
So it's gonna hit your Jupiter pretty early on.
And then the Sun. And then the Moon by next May.
Yeah. But then you're also getting like the North Node in your first house. You're getting these like mm-hmm. eclipses in your first house, which is also just a lot of energy coming towards you. Building you up. Yeah.
Yay!
A lot going on. There's a lot going on.
And that's what I've been feeling. I'm like, I've just like felt
the calm
like this
before the storm.
Yeah. This like you know, not, I don't want to say tension, but just this like buildup of like, okay, some big things are about to happen. Yeah. And like, I feel that.
Exactly.
And yeah. I've been getting really excited though. So I'm over here like, wait, do I need to worry about anything? I don't think I do. I think it's all going to be good things.
Yeah. I think you just have to like, I think the potential for getting really wrapped up, falling deep, like mm-hmm. just falling almost too hard is there. That would be my.
You are talking to a hopeless romantic. You're talking to a person that has anxious attachment style and does that all the time.
I see your Venus. I know. Yeah, I can see the Venus. And you guys have Venus in Virgo, in this position that it's like, yeah, very much like, love me because I have so much love to give and I'm just like that's looking the best for someone to pour into and pour back into me. Like it is like the most hopeless romantic.
Sign. No, I feel that. And it's funny because like with all the Scorpio energy that we have, we're very like, you know, I feel like I fall
in love with my birth chart more and more every day.
Oh, I love that.
Same. Yeah. No, it's true because like I look at like our Aries and our Libra, and our Aries and Libra is very much like we just want freedom and openness and like flowingness. And then we have our Virgo, Venus, and our Scorpio, Mars, and Mercury that are like we want to get deep and like now.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very much like that. It's like we want to get below the surface. We want to figure out what's underneath. But yeah.
So for Venus and Scorpio people, this is gonna square theirs.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean all the fixed signs
are not gonna because then it's gonna oppose Aquarius, and Venus and Taurus is gonna be mm-hmm. Venus and Taurus might have it rough. Well, they're Venusian ruled, and then it's squaring.
Yeah. I mean all the Venusians are gonna feel this retrograde for sure. I mean, including you guys, especially because it is so relationship oriented for you. And then, yeah, moving into your seventh house year is really exciting. It's going to be a big, big year. Like, yeah,
woo!
It's a big year for you guys.
What's your Venus?
I'll take it.
Libra.
Oh,
yeah. It's very close to your moon.
Oh, really? Yeah. Love that. Yeah. Oh, I love Venus and Libra. Wait, so for you, that's going to. Oh, it'll trine it.
Yeah.
It'll trine it.
It's not really. I'm in a Venus year right now. It's like you guys are moving into your seventh house Libra year. I'm currently in my eighth house Libra year, which is where my Venus is. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be. I'm expecting to. It's already starting.
It's already starting.
It's already here. Yeah. Part of it is like jury duty, you know? Like, it's so Venus and Libra.
Libra does rule justice.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Are we going to get jury duty?
The law.
No.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I know. Hopefully just, you know, some really nice partnerships. Yeah, some nice contracts exactly. coming
oh,
our
that's
way.
That's what I was going to say. The reason I say that it's that you guys might fall really like, and it's the type of thing where it can't warn you. If you're going to fall, you're going to fall. Right. Okay. But Neptune is hanging out in Pisces opposite your Venus.
Oh, I know that, girl. Yeah. It doesn't get out of there till like 2025.
Yeah. And it's it's gonna just be kind of hanging out there, mystifying your Venus from Pisces. And yeah.
It's been there for a while.
It's been there for a while, but it's
now
getting
it's
closer.
Like directly opposed. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's there.
So yeah, just
is that a good thing?
It's good for, I think, like, being in the space of, like, love. Like, pure love, bliss, romance, fantasy, like, kind of allowing yourself to go there. It's the hard part is when you have to come back to Earth and remember that, like, you know.
Love is hard.
Yeah. Mm. And that, like, reality exists and it's not all, like.
Rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about with the nodes? Because you were talking about the patterns and how I thought about how, like, before the last Venus retrograde in Leo was, like, when I got my job and got married, I was, like, that was also around the time that the North Node was in Libra.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, yeah, because I looked recently, and when I got married in 2015 was the year that the North Node was transiting my moon in Libra.
Mm, was that 2015?
Is that right? Yeah.
I I mean, I was there for like a year and a half. So
yeah, it was a year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that was, I thought that was 2017.
No, that was,
I'm thinking about Jupiter and Libra. That's why.
Oh, okay.
Cause yeah, my friend. Yeah. But anyway, I do remember that time. And
yeah. That does bring me to a question. What is your, on the nodes? Cause yeah. I've been studying the nodes a lot. I've grown fascinated with the nodes, especially when I noticed that like every time something was transiting Gemini or South Node, oh, it was like fucking brutal, man.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna start paying more attention to them. And then I realized, I was like, when I, for example, when I met my husband, the North Node was conjunct my North Node.
Mm-hmm.
Along
you were like
with
19, 20.
Yeah, yeah, 18, 19.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then whenever I got married, the North Node was on my moon. And then, or transiting my moon and I guess my sun, because they're mm-hmm. kind of close together. And then, so that was all North Node stuff. And then whenever him and I started our, like, our divorce process was when the South Node was, like, it kind of started when the South Node was on top of my North Node, but then it, once it was kind of leaving that sign, that's when it all really started.
Nodal reversal.
Yeah, yeah. So a little reversal. And then, and then now it's going to be the South Node in Libra. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what will happen. But yeah. It's just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I found it fascinating when I was looking at all of that. And I'm like, well, what does that mean when now that it's going to be the South Node instead of the North Node?
Yeah.
Because they're both karmic.
Right, yeah. I mean, the way I look at the nodes is sort of like, excuse me, these, like, I think of patterning a lot. So...
Mm.
Especially when we're talking about natally, like the South Node being the patterning that we just sort of like come into this lifetime with, it's sort of encoded already. And the North Node being the patterning that our souls are trying to experience and like, experience in this lifetime and sort of encode. And so when we have these nodal transits, the North Node is essentially the idea of increase. And I think of it almost like always like a cattle prod or something, or like this electrical like impulse where it just like speeds things up and like, yeah, it increases things. It's related to the head of the dragon when we talk about Jyotish and kind of where a lot of the mythology of the nodes come from.
Mm-hmm.
So the North Node's like the head of the dragon, which wants to just like eat and consume, and it kind of can never be satisfied. And the South Node would be the tail of the dragon, which expels and basically shuts things out. And it's all about like releasing and purging. And so when we're thinking about the North Node going to your first house, that's like an increase when it comes to your body, your physical form, your appearance, and just like you, your identity. And oftentimes when people have these like North Node eclipses and in the first house and things happening in the first, you're just like coming into yourself in a new way. And it's a lot of like these identity, like not changes necessarily, but yeah, I guess changes, like becoming more authentic, I guess. And then the South Node does a lot of like letting go, purging, lots of like
undoing the negative patterns.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of that. And you kind of just get these opportunities to like, yeah, let things go. I like to think of it as refining, you know, mm-hmm. like it's not letting go of everything. It's not like you're flushing all relationships down the toilet, but you're refining it. So it's like whatever is meant to stay, it's going to stay in like a better, more purified form or something like that.
I love that. So I'm trying to think, for people that are, what, 35-ish?
Yeah.
You're going to have your
nodal return.
Because mm-hmm. those people have the North Node in Aries, South Node in Libra.
Yeah.
But then for people that are 27-ish,
yeah,
they're going to be having the nodal opposition.
Exactly. I call it the nodal reversal, which is a crazy time. I mean, I'm not surprised that's when the divorce, like you started to go through that, because it's literally when like your life kind of flips. You know, you kind of get this opportunity to like, skirt, like change yeah. direction.
Well, it's kind of a doozy for anyone that's about to go through that, because you're going to have a Venus retrograde right as the nodes switch.
Yeah.
So that Venus retrograde is going to, so that Venus retrograde is going to come in and be like, you know what, you need to rethink some things. And then, you know, then you're going to be like, okay, great, I've rethought it. And then the nodes are going to be like, great, well, now it's time for all the fucking lessons. Clean up
crew. Yeah.
And then Saturn comes in 2 years later.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
No, we don't want to talk about Saturn. But, okay,
we love Saturn.
Saturn and Aries, I think, is going to be
interesting. Yeah. We don't have to talk about it yet. We don't have to go there.
Hey, Daddy.
We just got into Pisces.
That's true. Yeah. Let's enjoy Pisces. Yeah. Okay. Any final words for Venus in Venus retrograde in Leo before we
let...
Journal, maybe. Journal? I think it's a good time to journal. It's
never a bad thing to offer.
Yeah.
Journal. And yeah, think back to 2015, because those are a lot of the same themes. It's not going to be the same. Saturn was doing some crazy shit in 2015. So it's not going to be like that necessarily. Oh, we didn't talk about this, but during this whole retrograde, we have Venus squaring Uranus and Jupiter. So it's a lot of like...
Oh, that's right, because they're in Taurus.
Yeah. So it's a lot of Venus square Jupiter is like, I want more. Give me more. More pleasure, more fun. Venus square Uranus is like...
Volatile.
Yeah. It's just like breakups, honestly. I think there's going to be a lot of breaking up, getting back together this retrograde. Like I see someone just a really quick story, because this happened to me last night, and there was like the moon opposite Venus square Uranus.
Oh, wow.
And I have that natally. So I went out with this guy like 2 weeks ago. We had a great time. We were both like, yeah, we definitely want to see each other again. He goes away for a week, comes back. Hey, let's hang out. Like, can we hang out next week? I'm like, yes. We set a date. He's like, I'm going to plan it. I'm like, dope. I'm stoked. It's supposed to be tomorrow. Last night he texts me, hey, Kira. So I just want to let you know, like, I have actually been seeing someone and we decided to be monogamous. So I won't be going out with you. And he's like, we were on a break when we went on a date. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
there's good luck. Honest. Yep.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, this is the astrology, like Venus square Uranus. But also, wow. Terrible time to enter into a monogamous relationship, in my opinion. Like, not the best time during a Venus square Uranus transit, but we'll see. I'm like very much waiting to see if and when he'll come back. Be like, that didn't work out. Do you want to hang out again? Because it's just like, there's no way that, yeah. As someone with Venus square Uranus, like, it's not a monogamy signature. It's not necessarily.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, keep us posted, because I want to know what happens.
I want to know what happens.
If in 2 months from now he's like, yeah, let's hang out again, I want to know.
I really want to know, like, if any exes are coming back during this retrograde.
I'm sure you're going to get hit up. And it might not be who you're thinking. It might be someone, you know, replying to one of your stories where you're like, I haven't even thought about you for years, you know? Yeah. Or like, you run into somebody, who knows? But. I'm sure you'll see someone at like one of these weddings or something where you're going to be like,
oh, I'll see my ex-husband.
There you go. So
that'll be fun. Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be fun, guys. Buckle up.
Yeah. Buckle up and know that there's just stuff to learn from this.
Yeah.
So like let it ride
reflect.
Out.
Yeah. Let it ride out and then reflect on it.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I love these conversations. We need to do more of these because they fill my soul.
Yeah.
You're welcome on anytime.
Anytime. Thanks. Seriously.
Seriously. But yeah. So plug yourself. Sure. Where can people find you?
I'm at The Astrology on Instagram and Threads because I'm on Threads now.
I think we are too.
I was big on Twitter, so I'm excited about Threads. I'm at Kira World on Twitter. My website, kira.world, easy. And I have a podcast. Right now it's called Cosmic Guidance for All.
Love that.
It's eventually going to be called Astrology That Hits. I need to do this rebrand throughout the retrograde. It's going to happen.
But. I love Astrology That Hits so much.
I like that. Yes.
Thank you.
I like that.
Okay, great. So Astrology That Hits, Cosmic Guidance for All. You can find it on YouTube. I do weekly, like week ahead forecasts. They're really, really practical and grounded and useful. So I'm just giving you good info, basically.
I love them.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we'll put everything in the show notes as well so people can find you. Awesome. But yeah, but thanks for joining us. This was so fun. I loved it. I know part of our listeners are astrologers and then or astrology girlies, and then the other are probably even like, if they don't know, they're like, I just love hearing about it.
I hope so.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Venus retrograde. And just remember to enjoy these next few months, okay? Be slutty if you want to. But wear condoms. So wrap it up.
Protect yourself.
Yes.
Yep. We'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.